And what are the crops around here? What do they grow mostly around this area?
Corn, oats, wheat,
soybeans.
You might
say we raised a big crop of big, how would you say, of wheat, let's say. We raised
a bumper crop of wheat.
And if you had a lot of trees on the land and you want to get rid of them so you can use it for farming, you say, well, last year we, the land. What do you do to it to get rid of the trees? You shrub it or clear it or
well, we
swamp it
use
out
the term clearing and
okay, that'll do. You have wheat crop and you harvest it and you plant some more and you harvest it. That's called in one season you have two harvests. The second one is called
second crop.
And when you have wheat, you put it in a unit called a
granary.
Or, I mean, you gather some wheat up together into a
chock.
And what's a good yield for wheat around here? About 40?
35, 40 bushel.
And how about, you have a bundle of wheat too, such a thing?
We used to, but now since the combines are in, we used to cut it and then have to thrash it, cut it and bind it and stack it.
You used to call them bundles then.
Bundles, that's right.
Now they call it shocks.
Own bundles, and then they shock the bundles. They
shock
put the bundles together and then cap it with one to run the water off so they won't all get wet through and through. And then we'd go out and pick it up in the wagon and bring it up to a old thrashing machine. Steam engine, big separator.
And you thrash, when you do the thrashing, you say bring a lot of men in to help.
That's
so
right.
The wife has to cook
and
for
the neighborhood women come in and when they take their turns, the neighbor women come in and help cook and bring in food from their house already prepared.
Did you ever use the term when you have a lot of people around and they're all eating a lot, even though it's not harvest time, and you say, looks like we cooked for, did you ever use the term cook for thrashers?
Cook for thrashers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We use it even though I don't know what cooking for thrashers means. I'm a city boy. We still say we cook for thrashers. I don't know what it means. It sounds like clean.
Well, what's you're taking in the community, we.
Yeah. Well, you say might say when you're finished with it, you have oats around here too, I suppose.
Yeah, wheat and oats.
You might say when you're all finished, well, the oats, we're all done. The oats are, after the thrashing's over with, you might say the oats.
And the wheat are, well, they thrash the wheat first, and then go back and thrash the oats afterwards.
All right. And after the wheat's thrashed, you might say the oats.
The harvest is over.
And beginning a sentence with the oats. The oats,
the
thrashed.
The oats are thrashed. Uh-huh.
And you ever say, somebody gives you a ride in the car, and you say, I want to stop here because this is
the end of my journey.
Or as, would you say, all the farther? This is as
this
far.
This is as far as I'm going. Or
this is mine. That's
yours.
This is
what's yours is mine, and what's mine's my own.
That's the Russian way.